Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Hitch.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Allegra Cole. He slings that inhaler, doesn't he?
I know, which is a romantic gesture in the moment, but he's definitely scrambling to find that after she leaves.
Probably had to put his hand down a drain and find it.
Now, when I was researching this film, I googled Allegra Cole because I wanted to find out a bit more information about the actress. Did you know that there is a real life Allegra Cole? But warning before you google it, she is an erotic photography model. So some of the stuff that comes up is not very PG.
It's just her holding two inhalers across her nips.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh yeah, Albert's like, quick, I need a puff.
He wishes. This is an amazing cast, by the way. We've got Will Smith.
Yes.
We've got Eva Mendes.
Yeah.
We have Kevin James.
So funny. Eva Mendes' character was originally supposed to be played by Cameron Diaz.
I think I see that.
Yeah, but then I also see Cameron Diaz in Allegra Cole.
Oh yeah.
Could they not get her? And then they were just like, okay, just play it how Cameron would play it. Because she looks like her, she dresses like her, she's goofy like Cameron. There's a lot of similarities.
Definitely. I gotta say, Sarah's kind of like, she's so uptight.
Her guard is up and she's like on the defense.
I thought I had guards up, but she's like full on moat, got the soldiers out there. You
full
know.
On moat! Oh god, you've taken me back to like year three history. Moaty.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's such a moaty.
But she's not an emoter. Like emote. You know,
oh,
like emotion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, clever.
Nice.
You know words?
Yeah.
For anyone who hasn't seen Hitch, it's the story of this smooth talking man called Alex Hitchens who falls for this columnist, Eva Mendes.
Yeah.
All the while helping the shy accountant called Albert Brenneman. He was trying to woo a celebrity who, like, has not ever looked at him.
Yeah. The only thing he's ever done is offer her a pen.
Yeah. I love it. As he's, like, offering the pen to Allegra, this old man is like, Albert, you're crushing me.
The whole concept of this film as well. I don't know. Have I spoken about this in another podcast episode? But there is that guy, Matthew Hussey, who's, like, the UK equivalent of Hitch. And his content's really good, guys, so I think you should check him out.
Has he got a girlfriend?
He has a fiance, yes.
Ooh.
A recent one. And the fiance is best friends with that guy who was sitting with us at the table at our friend's wedding.
Oh my god! It's like 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Or less. It's like two. Ooh. So basically, we know Will Smith. Wait, that's not how this works!
Welcome to Miami. What's the rest of the lyric? I'm Miami.
Featuring Mickey Mouse. Where's the topless beach?
OK, Okay, so now we're going on to best supporting character. The first character who I put in my notes was Toby, the sausage dog. It's kind of iconic.
So sweet.
He's a born actor, so Hugh Grant, watch out.
You know, look, this was filmed in 2005. That dog is dead.
Oh,
I know. Sorry to kill it.
Yeah.
You know who else is really cute?
Who?
Albert.
Yes.
Albert Brenneman.
He's so cute. He is adorable. Allegra's right.
It's funny, for all their differences, there are actually a lot of similarities between the two of them, which kind of makes them this perfect couple.
Exactly. He's chaotic as well.
Chaotic energy. Like everything from those crazy dances to leaving the bathroom without any trousers.
Falling over on all those blue beads when he's on the phone to Allegra. I love that scene so much when he spins the limes in the bowl.
Yeah.
And then Hitch is like, oh boy. And then he goes to like hold on to a flower. It drops the vase.
Yeah.
Beads fall. He's just like rolling into the sunset at this point.
I've definitely done that when like I have to make a phone call and like write out a script to follow because I just have this anxiety.
I just hate it on the phone where they're like, how do you spell that? And they're after like the phonetic spelling. And you're like, G for Guinness. F for frog. I've never used alpha in my life.
Yeah.
You know, as a word. What the other one? Foxtrot. Like,
yes.
Who's trotting? I've never seen a foxtrot. Oh, wait, that's a dance. But also,
dance.
Is that supposed to be common knowledge? Like, F for frog, right?
Well, yeah. But if you're saying F for frog, someone could hear that and think you're saying dog. So the reason you say foxtrot, that there are these specific words, are that there are no other similar sounding words.
Oh, but what about fox? Oh, socks.
Foxtrot. Yeah, but foxtrot isn't a thing.
No, but why didn't they just say fox? Why does it have to have trot again?
Oh, box. You know, yeah. So I used to work at Topshop and we used to have to use the phonetic alphabet on the walkie-talkies. So we were Topshop. So TS was Tango Sierra, which also sounds like a dance. Maybe Albert could teach us.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You start with the crab and then you fall over.
Yeah.
This is called that. Whoa. I wrote in my notes, Maggie, Allegra's best friend. He was nice. He gave her the green light, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was very sweet and not one of the worst supporting characters who we've written down in our notes, who is a guy called Eggnog.
Oh my God, Eggnog. No, what was it?
My name's Egon.
Have you seen this new thing? Disgusting.
Disgusting. I love that. Before we do best supporting character, maybe we should give a shout out to the Butcher of Cadiz.
Are you endorsing?
Murder.
Murder.
No. It's just a really, it's an integral part of the film.
Yeah.
When she cries. And I love that bit where she's like, and they're just so shocked.
Yeah, Hitch is looking at the security guard like, oh boy. Butcher of Cadiz is quite a cool nickname to have.
Mm.
Despite, you know, what you actually have to do to get that title. I like it.
It just sounds like someone who makes bacon.
Yeah. Sign me up, boy.
Give me sausages.
Okay, but best supporting character has to go to Hitch's doorman, Raoul, who is not in the film for long, but the kind of two lines that he has, incredible. Mm. I love him. It's just like the burst of comic relief that you need during this really like dramatic part of the film where Hitch's job is out in the open and everyone knows about it. The morning of, Hitch is running outside and Raoul stops and he says, Dr. Hitch, listen to me, puppy. I need to bring my partner Amor somewhere amazing for our anniversary. Maybe it's not your thing, but maybe it is. Wink. Hitch is like, what the hell are you talking about, Raoul?
And also, I like later on when he's getting the flat ready for the meal when Sarah's going to come over. And he's like, stop calling me puppy. I like it. Can I call you puppy?
Oh, yes. Yeah. If I can call you Mamacita.
Mamacita and puppy, hey.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, next up is most iconic outfit. And one of the first outfits we see is Sarah walking into work, and she's wearing a black blazer and a t-shirt with the Beatles logo on it. I don't know, at the time, like 2005, it might have been like quite quirky. But now I just see that I'm like, oh God, she thinks like, I'm not a regular girl, I'm a cool girl.
Yeah, but I always think that with band tees. When I see people in a band tee, I'm like, do you actually know who Nirvana is or Joy Division? Or did you just buy that? Like, name me one Joy Division song. You know what I mean? Or like, and also, out of all the bands you could have, I'm not slating the Beatles, because they are iconic, but their songs are like, Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
Like, oh, great.
Yeah, like cool gossip columnist. She's like, Penny Lane is in my ears. Ew.
You know what
that
I mean?
That is so true.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, Sarah can't get a date because she's so uptight. She's got a few CDs and her hi-fi.
Yeah. Hi-fi? Ew. That is so true. I saw this video of this like young girl who's showing off her outfit of the day. And she's like, yep, and I'm wearing this really cool metallic t-shirt. It wasn't metallic. It said Metallica on it.
I can't imagine anyone who listens to Metallica would be doing a TikTok. I know. You're scrolling through TikTok and you hear, oh, I love rock on. I'd like jump out of my skin.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, oh, this phone has become possessed by a demon. I thought that was the inhaler.
Another outfit choice that Sarah gets so wrong is the blue tinted glasses that Hitch gives her on their date for the jet skiing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She's like, how do I look? Awful.
Yeah.
You know, when you like try on your younger brother's glasses or something, he's like 8 years old and they're too small on your face.
Yeah.
They were just so small.
And I'm sorry. You know how there's such a big emphasis on blue light from your phone and how bad it is for your eyesight and it keeps you up? You're literally choosing to wear blue tinted glasses. Like, that is gonna mess your brain up.
Yeah.
Good luck going to sleep, Saz. Vance also has some horrible tinted sunglasses. They're also like rectangular. I think it was just a thing. 2005 was like the era of disgusting accessories.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, pumpkin. To him and the anytime, oh, he said something.
They love pumpkin in this. Okay, pumpkin.
Like, hey, pumpkin.
I know. Obviously the writer is just like owns a pumpkin farm. It's like, right, I'm gonna subliminally tell people to buy pumpkin.
See, 100% wrote the script sipping pumpkin spice latte. Just subconsciously. Yeah. Another accessory I do really love is when Albert invites Allegra to the fashion show and he's got that huge like checkered umbrella to like walk them in, but then when Allegra walks through the door, he can't close the umbrella. He's just like, oh, forget it. And he just chucks the umbrella out.
Yeah, it's like stuck in the door frame and he's like pulling and he just tosses it. That's so funny.
So good.
And I bet all those people in the door are like, well, actually, like, oh, thanks. It's raining. Yoink.
A free umbrella.
Speaking of Allegra and Albert, when they go to the Knicks game for their date, Allegra is so chic. She's got this like gorgeous kind of like caramel brown leather jacket.
Yeah.
With a black turtleneck dress and like matching knee-high boots. So chic.
So chic. I noticed when she was walking back with Albert to her house, it said D&G on the back.
Oh.
So it was an expensive coat, jacket, but it was so nice, wasn't it? But then Albert had a really nice leather too.
He did.
I'm in the market for a nice 90s leather jacket.
Yeah.
You know, that's not, basically not got like 1,000 zips on. Why do leather jackets have to be like
that? What are these for? Wait,
you know, it's just on for sure.
Like a fashion zip.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hitch's college outfit too was kind of iconic. You know, in the scene where we first get introduced to him in the old days with Cressida. Cressida! Why would you do this to me, Cressida? I love you. Oh, poor Hitch. Yeah, he's got that really jazzy shirt on.
Yes.
Which is giving me Fresh Prince of Bel-Air vibes.
I was going to say, it literally is Fresh Prince, but if he was a loser in that. If he was Carlton, basically. Do the dance, go on. Yeah. La,
la, la, la. Oh my God, Carlton definitely choreographed Albert for this film.
So true.
Didn't he?
But I love that. Yeah, that kind of 90s shirt, iconic. And speaking of shirts, maybe we should award most iconic outfit to Hitch's blue shirt that gets trapped in the taxi door when he's saying bye to Sarah.
It's how he reacts after it's happened.
He's like, that did not happen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to walk away. And then he just yells, taxi! You know what's so weird, though? When they meet a few nights later at that, like, fish restaurant thing, Sarah returns the shirt. It's as if it's been dry cleaned for him, which is a lovely gesture. I swear that shirt got ripped in the door. We heard it, right? Yeah. It literally gets ripped off his body. So what, is she just dry cleaning, like, a rag?
Probably.
I mean, she's got enough money. Did you see that apartment? On a columnist's salary? It's like this weird Sarah Jessica Parker thing going on. What is it with people who write one column a week and they live in gorgeous places in New York?
It's just not the reality. Okay, so now we're going to do best musical moment. We are served an amazing track when Sarah and Hitch go on that gorgeous jet ski date. And it's the "Don't You Worry About a Thing."
Woo!
Woo! Get me on the voice.
I love that scene. And
we love Stevie Wonder. So,
of course.
Speaking of bad singing, Hitch does sing a bit of Earth, Wind and Fire. You know, when he's been sipping on Benadryl all night.
That's such a funny scene.
Such a big ear. And Sarah's like, who sings that? Earth, Wind and Fire? Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Ooh.
We're also served some really nice saxophones when Albert has got with Allegra.
Yes, on the doorstep.
So cute. And he like skips in the street and it's just all of these like, well, that's an awful sound. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Our best musical moment from this film is Yeah by Usher.
I'm obsessed with Usher, and this scene is particularly good. Albert, he is the best dancer. I don't care what Alex Hitchin says about him. He's like, start the fire, make the pizza, the Q-tip.
If that's not working, hit him with this. And he shakes his bum. He's like, ooh, 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 ooh. And Hitch just like slaps him. He's like, get out.
And then doesn't he do the crab as well? And he's like, I can't stop it. You cannot stop it.
I don't want him to stop. No. It's fantastic.
Keep going.
Yeah. Emily and I did the Macarena at a wedding we went to last weekend. Mm. That was a throwback.
Oh my gosh. And actually, we were the people at the front, so everyone was copying us. That's another level of stress, can I just say? Because you need to know exactly. And your hands have to be on your hips with a but then there's that fear of like, okay, what way am I jumping? Left,
yes,
or right, because people are following.
Exactly.
And then you'd know like halfway through the song some people are facing the back and like, who are you following?
Honestly, it's a simple instruction.
Yeah,
at least it wasn't the cha-cha slide.
Oh,
when it gets to five jumps this time, what if there's not enough room for five jumps?
And also, what is the Charlie Brown?
What is Charlie Brown?
Go to work. I'm like, and now it's the weekend. Okay, so now we're going to do best quotes. I want to start with one where Allegra's in the boardroom with all like daddy's golf buddies. It just starts with her going, well, it looks like I'm still rich. And everyone's like, oh. I love the bit where Albert has, and then there's the bit where Albert has stormed out of the meeting and like said, I quit. And he's like, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? And then Hitch is like standing with him by the door when Allegra comes to be like, no one ever talks to me that way. And then she's like, do you have a pen? And then Hitch sneaky puts one in Albert's pocket.
In full view of Allegra, by the way, how did Hitch know that Allegra was looking down? Because otherwise she would have just seen some random man slide a pen into Albert's pocket. She'd be like, is there someone there? I just think about that every time I watch this. But anyway, sorry, go on.
He's so smooth, he knew. But then it's the quote where she goes, you can call me Allegra. And then Albert, so stunned, he just goes, goodbye.
As the door is slowly closing. Again, who's closing the door?
Not Albert, that's for true.
Yeah, smooth. Speaking of smooth, I mean, Hitch has so many, like, monologues in this film, and he's just so suave. He's, like, a great public speaker.
Yeah.
One of the quotes I love is when he's on a date with Sarah. He says to her, never lie, steal, cheat, or drink. But if you must lie, lie in the arms of the ones you love. If you must steal, steal away from bad company. If you must cheat, cheat death. All right, calm down. This is like second date.
Yeah.
And if you must drink, drink in the moments that take your breath away.
Ooh.
Which is like, yeah, exactly. But Sarah's just like, starts throwing salad at him.
Yes. Oh my God, that raw cauliflower. Ow.
Yes. Uncooked? Are you joking? That's a bruiser.
That is a bruiser. Gosh. Well, at least it wasn't a sweet potato. I don't know why he'd be serving her one big, large, raw sweet potato. Do you know what?
Yeah, it's 2005, yeah. You know?
Hitch also has that line where he's like, I need you to wrap your head around this. Tonight, Allegra Cole may get her last first kiss.
Ooh. Ooh. But then again, it's like, what, because she's going to die? Or... like, it's just like, I don't know. It could be taken many ways.
Yeah, it could. But I think the idea is that Albert's the only guy for her.
I see.
And then, actually, one quote we did miss from the beginning was when Hitch first meets Albert, and he's like, heard of Michelangelo? Heard of the Sistine Chapel? Yeah. Michelangelo, Sistine Chapel. So you're saying you can make this work? My name is Alex Hitchens. Let's go paint that ceiling.
That was great.
Very good.
He's just got away with words. You know who doesn't, though? Casey, Sarah's friend. Like, by the way, I do not see them as actual friends. Like, it just doesn't read as real for me.
You know? They look like primary school friends that should have drifted
yeah.
a long time ago.
Yeah, as soon as Casey came out, the, like, flicky hair. Ugh. But Sarah and Casey are having a drink. And Sarah says, Casey, you're not sick. You're single. You just have to relax and enjoy the ride. And Casey replies, I haven't been ridden in months. Case!
TMI. Case.
You know who else is TMI?
I thought you were going to say, do you know who else hasn't been ridden in months? I thought you were going to point at me.
No, you know who else is TMI?
Who?
The woman at the speed dating night.
Oh my God.
So that's when Hitch comes, basically disrupts the entire night. He's like fighting with Sarah at this event. And the woman sitting next to Sarah stands up and she's like, you know what? This is really distracting and I haven't been late in a year. Good luck tonight, love.
Yeah, exactly. Casey does actually have that line with Sarah when she's talking about Pumpkin Man. And it goes like this. So how'd you meet him? I was in La Perla just buying some weekend thongs. And he was doing likewise? No, actually, he said he was buying something for his mom. His mom? Casey, who buys high-priced lingerie for their mother? Well, maybe he was looking for a robe. Oh, Casey, he was hitting on you while he was buying lingerie for another woman.
Oh.
La Perla.
Perla.
Right, okay, but most iconic quote has to go to when Sarah is frantically looking for Benadryl for Hitch, and it's between her and the checkout assistant. And she's like, Benadryl, where's the Benadryl? Aisle two. Where's that? Well, there's a big two. I love it.
The sass. Although he does not get paid enough to have to answer these stupid questions.
Like, he's on £5.25 an hour. He gives zero shits.
Okay, next up is Can We Discuss? And did you notice that Hitch's business card is square? That is such an inconvenience to put in your wallet. It won't fit.
He definitely paid for like the premium card though. You know, that's on like a little thicker card.
Oh yeah.
It's got the rounded edges.
Yeah. You had rounded edges on your card.
I did. I think, was that like a Vistaprint thing?
Maybe.
This is not spun.
But it looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was pink. Yours was pink, wasn't it?
That was very cute.
I also saw that on Hitch's business card, his phone number was written out as words. Stop being pretentious. Just give me your phone number.
Yeah. Just write it normal.
Yeah.
Also, he really attempted the walkie-talkie.
Were walkie-talkies big in 2005?
I'm not sure. And also, I just don't understand how he could be walking like 5 blocks away and be on a walkie-talkie with Sarah. Because I swear, when we had walkie-talkies when we were younger, you couldn't like go in the other room without... It couldn't work.
Yeah. Oh my God, I thought the exact same thing. I imagined that he would... I forgot that you see him on the street. I thought he'd just literally be in the office, like hiding behind a plant.
Yeah.
Like, because also, how does he know to start talking at that exact point? He didn't know that Sarah had been given the walkie-talkie.
He's like timed it so specifically.
Yeah, I think he's got like hidden cameras on her.
Over. Yeah. That's the only good thing about a walkie-talkie. Yeah. He's doing that. Over.
And he's like, you forgot to say over. Over. Like, shut up. Do you want me to come to this horrible 7 a.m. date or not?
Should we go over to trivia? Sorry, that was like...
Oh, Emily's a bit phlegmy on the pod.
Okay, so now we're going on to trivia.
Q-tip. Q-tip. Throw it away. Throw it away.
Okay, what does Albert use to wipe cheese off himself? You know, in the scene where he meets Hitch?
Yeah.
He spills like a cheesy sort of like mustard concoction on himself.
Yeah. Is it a Dr. Pepper?
I saw that going differently in my mind.
It's a Coca-Cola.
Oh!
It's so close.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Oh my God, I was literally going to say I hate Dr. Pepper. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, it's so good. Although I can't have it when I'm out and about because I always need the toilet immediately after.
Oh.
And not for a pee. Oh. Speaking of drinks, there's a scene where Hitch slips some money to a woman because he pretends that he thinks that she's the bartender and he asks her to get him a couple drinks.
Yeah.
For him and his friend playing pool. Can you tell me what he ordered?
I actually don't know the answer to this. I want to say like whiskey on the rocks.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
It was 2 Coronas.
Oh.
Lime wedges in the bottle are fine.
Can you tell me what Allegra's ex-boyfriend owned?
Ooh, a hotel?
I saw that going differently in my mind.
No, the answer is Sweden.
Oh, oh my God, remember of course.
The didn't her ex own like Sweden or something?
Can you tell me how much money Allegra wanted to invest in Maggie's business?
Was it $500,000?
Darkly! Yes! Ba-ba-bow. God, good day to be Maggie.
Yeah.
Use that money to get a better name. What was it short for? Like
Magnus.
Magnus. I was going to say like Maginald.
Maginald?
I don't know.
What does the poster in Albert's office say? You know, it's the blue one with like the fish on it.
Oh, it's like, is it some very generic motivational poster?
It's actually just one word.
Oh.
Okay, so it's not even a quote.
Does it say money?
I saw that going differently in my mind.
I love money. I want a poster that says money. Maybe it's like a manifestation board.
Yeah.
But it actually says leadership.
Oh, okay.
Not as good as money.
No.
But it might lead to money.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, you'll go.
Can you tell me where Hitch takes Sarah for their Sunday morning date?
He takes her to Ellis Island.
Darkly! Yeah! Historical and interesting, but I don't want to go on a date there.
I know.
Like, take me to... I don't know.
I feel like if you're genuinely interested in stuff, but if a guy says to you, let's go to the zoo, let's go to, like, the Natural History Museum, like, be original.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In the scene where Sarah is sitting by herself with her like secretary glasses and her hair straight back, she's drinking a specific martini. Can you tell me what martini she's ordered?
It was a Grey Goose martini, dirty.
Dirty!
Woo! Yes. Is that nice?
I don't think so.
Like, I feel like if you're ordering that, is it actually nice?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a waste of £15.
Oish, yeah. Can you tell me which newspaper Sarah writes for?
The Evening Standard? Or The Standard?
The Standard, yes!
Yay!
Dirty!
Okay, my final question to you. There's a scene where Casey and Sarah are just eating rice in the restaurant. They're having like a date debrief or something.
So weird.
Can you tell me what the name of the restaurant was?
Oh, it was... Was it Rice to Riches?
Yes.
Dirty!
That is so good. Okay, my final question to you. So after Hitch stays over at Sarah's after his big allergic reaction, he comes back the next morning having gone for like a coffee run, and he brings back four different drinks because he's not sure which one Sarah's going to want. Mm. Can you tell me the drink that Sarah picks out of the four?
She goes for the tea.
Darkly!
Yes! She goes, tea for me. Well, there we have it. Hitch is done.
And the moral of the story is you want to meet a guy who is going to chase a car down the street for you and like tell you he loves you ultimately.
Yeah.
So cute.
With or without an inhaler.
And if there's any guys out there who want to take me on a jet ski date, that would be great.
Yeah, preferably without kicking you in the face. Alternative dates can also be suggested as well.
Yeah, just don't bring me those blue tinted sunglasses. Otherwise, there won't be another one.